Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us. It is Tuesday evening. It is February 7th, 2023. So thank you. Thank you so much for being here. There's a delay in the program starting with the Blog Talk. And for my computer, there was a 2-minute difference there. For whatever reason, it threw me off just a little bit, but good to be here. Thank you, everyone. My faithful friends who are called in, thank you. Dialed in to those that are listening online or at perhaps another time, we welcome you and bless you in Jesus' name. Good to be here. I hope everyone had a good week. I had an interesting happening, and it's interesting, and I want to share it as a testimony of something that happened last week. But those of you that were here last week, in the middle of the program, about a quarter of the way in the middle of the program, halfway through into it, I was commenting on having a headache. And I remember it being highly unusual headache for me because normally I can press through a lot of even distractions to pray and to minister. If I'm tired, I know it's never in my own strength anyway, so I'm always dependent upon the Holy Spirit for him to, when I just set aside myself in many ways. But usually, if I do have a headache, it depends on the degree of the headache, the severity of it, because that's where mostly everything's happening. I'm discerning between the spirit and it's going to happen in my mind. So last week, and I was mentioning that I think that I had, let me back up for a second. I want to read a scripture to you, and then I'll jump back into that. So Proverbs 23, verses 15 and 16. It's actually talking about wise words. When you share wise words, it rejoices God's heart when you give words of wisdom to other people or share wise words, especially regarding the Lord and anything that involves in his kingdom. It rejoices God's heart. So it says in Proverbs 23:15 and 16, "My son, if your heart is wise, my heart will rejoice. Indeed, I myself, yes, my inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak right things." So praise God for that. And that was in the New King James Version. Let's look in the Living Bible. That says, "My son, how I rejoice if you become a man of common sense. Yes, my heart will thrill to your thoughtful, wise words." So it rejoices God's heart when we share words of wisdom and wise words. And that's really a fantastic, I think. And, okay. So let me go back to my New King James Version in case I jump over to the Bible later today during prayer. Okay, so, and then also, as you probably know, is it Malachi 3:16? Let me see if that's correct. What it talks about, let me see if I've got that right. Oh yeah, "Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name." So praise God for that. So thank you, Lord. We remember this evening, Father. Let your words be upon our lips, Lord. We want to be sons and daughters who bring joy to their father, and that you rejoice in the joy that you've given, Lord, that we would emanate it and reflect it and possess it, Father. We thank you, Lord. Put your words of life upon our tongue, Father God, knowing, Lord, that we are even sowing and stewarding our words and our prayers and our giftedness unto you, God. And we thank you, Lord, for your ways and your workings and your anointing to come forth, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. So let me just start by saying this. I'm one of those people where it's not uncommon for me to have a headache, because I'll get a headache if I have stress, if I don't eat, I have some food sensitivities, you know, if I'm exhausted or whatever, you know, like that's how it's going to come out for me. So it's not that unusual, and I can generally press through it. Well, last week in particular was very unusual, and for me to even stop and comment on it, it was very distracting. It was a very distracting type of headache, and it was right at the top of my head, and on both sides of at the top, on either side of my head, which I've never had a headache like that. It was actually quite distracting, and I'm not sure why in the moment, and maybe if the Lord just the teaching of it and the leading of it and the learning and pressing into his ways that he doesn't want me to ask him even last week what it was and the prompting in that. I'm not sure. So that was Tuesday last week. So when I went to bed, I remember thinking, I'm going to be glad when I wake up in the morning, because I was just assuming my headache was going to be gone in the morning, because they generally are. And it was not. So I woke up Wednesday morning, and to different levels and to different degrees the headache was. I remember I ended up taking 3 or 4 different Tylenol. And I did need to work. I did need to work Wednesday night for a few hours. So I asked the Lord for his grace to be on that so that I could work and concentrate and fulfill my commitment. And I was able to do that, but then when I was actually done working, my head started hurting again, like more. And so I had went to bed early to lay down and was listening to a podcast. And I was wondering, I was a little concerned if it wasn't maybe something, a COVID strike of some sort or something unusual. And anyway, so that was a little concerning there. I was like, oh gosh, I hope this is nothing, you know. Well, so as I was listening to my podcast, so my phone was near me. I had my earbuds in, okay, and resting. And on our church app, we have a little, I guess you call it an app, we use. And if anyone has an immediate prayer request, anybody, there's probably like 50 people, 55 people on there or so, something of the sort. And so that anyone can kind of post on there and put their request up in the moment, like, hey, I'm going to go eat lunch with someone to share the gospel. Can you pray? Or I met this person. I just shared the gospel. Here's their name. You know, you guys be praying about this. So that part's really rather cool, you know, that we are actively involved in each other's life in that particular manner. Well, anyways, a late night, instead of urgent prayer request came in that a young girl from, I guess that she had been going to the church, her mom was sent to the hospital because her brain was bleeding, and she had 2 tumors. At the time, they thought it was a tumor on either side of her head, on her brain, 2 tumors on her brain. And when I read it, as I was reading this text message that was beautifully written and hands, you know, with compassion and grace and love for prayer, I literally felt this headache lift off of me as I was reading the prayer request. And I was, I even almost gasped and said, oh my gosh, Lord, you know, thinking, why didn't I ask sooner? Like, who is this for? Or what was going on, you know? But apparently the Lord was having me carry something for preservation on her behalf, this woman's behalf. So when I just laid hands on my phone over the words, and I prayed for her and asked the Lord to stop the bleeding. And this was even unusual for me, let me say it this way, because a lot of times, I mean, I have carried things in my physical body for other people, but at the time also the Lord gives me the understanding or the knowledge of what it's for to release it that in such a manner. So for whatever reason, this one was a little bit different, even for me, and uncommon even for me. And so pray for the bleeding to stop, and the Lord, okay. So then the next morning, she sent a text saying the bleeding stopped overnight, but they still wanted to do some diagnostic testing, so they didn't operate right away. So anyways, but the whole, my whole point of faith, and I know that the Lord honors, is that it was something for this girl, this young girl's mom. And then at the time, I felt like the Lord also wanted me to share it with a couple leaders from the church, or a leader, specific leader from the church. And so I had texted, I can't remember if it was Wednesday or Thursday, it might have been Thursday, that I wanted to share. I said I had something very unusual happen, an unusual happening of the Holy Spirit, even for me, unusual, that I would like to share. I feel like I'm supposed to share. And I just felt like even it was big for me to stretch forth to say specifically what happened, but I knew that the Lord, he wanted me to do that, to speak it forth and to bring that forth. And so I didn't hear, that person said, well, let's talk in church, but I knew sometimes the way church goes, it doesn't always, like the talking afterwards with a leader trying to get their isn't always specifically the best time. So anyways, then I had seen was talking to one young gal, and she was, and then the gal who sent the text, I hope that makes sense, walked up, and so I said, hey, I think I'm supposed to share something with the two of you. So it was God was preparing me to share. So I shared with them what happened. But keep in mind that this church is, they're growing in their growing in awe of how the Lord works. And it was stretching for me to share with them and kind of just put it out there how that all came to be. And because I know there are many people praying for her, you know, I just did my part, whatever it was the Lord wanted me to carry for her of preservation in prayer. And it was interesting for me even as well, because here I didn't even realize until that moment what was going to be released, but somehow the Lord, it's just fascinating to me, the Lord's, the way that he worked in that, and even my lack of understanding, yet he was still working and chose to do it that way, even in spite of me understanding, in spite of me even recognizing it, that I was still carrying it for that person. As soon as I read it, and I was even, I mean, as I was reading the prayer request, literally the pain lifted off of my head as I was reading that prayer request on her behalf. And I knew that's what, the whole time I was carrying it, that's what it was for. And it's humbling to bring that forth and to share with people who, that to share that with them is incredibly stretching, not knowing, you know, where that person is, or, you know, like, hey, you're making that up, or come on, you know, like you're just fabricating this, exaggerating, you know, and to put myself out there. So, but I know that the Lord, just as we were reading in Proverbs 23:15-16, that his heart rejoices when we are speaking of the things of the Lord and sharing of the Lord. And so let the glory of the Lord be found in the testimony, be found in the praise, be found in the glory, and allow him to bring that forth. So even last night, I was kind of in and out of it listening to the program and hearing the one caller. Somehow this came up a little bit during the call last night too, and one of the callers, like, sorry, I can't remember, but I was like, oh, wow, that's wild that it's coming up. And I just had that experience in that way, but also in an unusual way in that way. While I've had it before and had the understanding, this time I did not. I mean, it wasn't a release until I actually seen and heard and knew. So the next day the woman did have the surgery. They were able, they discovered during the diagnostic testing, if you pray for her, her name is Cheryl. During the diagnostic testing, they found 3 tumors, but they did the surgery. I think it was like an all-day type of thing. They removed most of it, or if not all of it. They thought they could get the rest of it, you know, with whatever it is that they do outside of the operating room. And so that particular night, even after surgery, her daughter was able to be with her in recovery, and her mom was responding even then. Isn't that incredible? So God's doing an incredible work through his saints and praying and releasing, and the Holy Spirit is really maneuvering his ways to be known, and even the depth. I think part of even sharing, perhaps, I mean, I don't know what the Lord will do with it. Certainly I'm limited, obviously, as even the beginning of the testimony, but just the depths of how, the depths of his knowledge and how deep he can go in revealing. And so what is interesting as well, because last week we read from Proverbs 3, talking about the Lord's wisdom, his understanding, and his knowledge. And I have been praying for the depth of his knowledge that I would have. And so somehow there's something connected, I think, with that, and I can't even comprehend or grasp that either. But praise the Lord, and may the Lord, may she continue. Let's just pray into that. Lord, we thank you for continued healing on behalf of this family, God, continued rejoicing. Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would bless with a complete recovery, complete restoration and healing, Father God, just eradicate that cancer in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the preservation of life and your goodness, your loving kindness, and delivering her from destruction, as your word says in Psalm 103. Thank you, Father God. Be glorified, Lord, in Cheryl's life, God. Be glorified. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We look to you and your cross, Father, that you would be lifted up, God. You are high and lifted up, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that you are superior in all of your nature and all of your character and all of your being. Even here on earth, we thank you for ruling and reigning, even in this atmosphere, God, that the enemy, the prince of this era, is subordinate unto your kingdom, unto your authority, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Take dominion, God. May we subdue an area, Lord, where we live, in our communities, in our neighborhoods, in our workplaces. Father God, may we subdue the land, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for rising up your people, Lord, imparting unto them, Lord, continue with your great wisdom, instruction, and the depth of your knowledge, Lord, being revealed to those who follow you, God. We thank you for the righteousness, Lord. Thank you for Psalm 20 or Proverbs 21:21. It says, he who follows righteousness and mercy finds life, righteousness, and honor. So we thank you, Father God, when it is found, Lord, as we are seeking, that you are the one who would receive the glory and the honor. And we thank you for your name being esteemed and elevated, Father, Jesus' name, and glorified, Father God, Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let me write these numbers down before I start opening the phone lines, and then... Okay, thank you, everyone. We are starting a little bit early. I know sometimes the text comes through that we are starting at 7 just because that's normal, and I know, I mean, that's generally the normal time. And And but we are starting at 6:30. So some of you, if you call in 15 minutes early, and then that still puts you down in the line like maybe 3 or 4 or so, and that's why. So okay. So here we go. I'm getting organized. Okay. Simple but gracious and humble life. Glad to be here. So, thank you, Lord. Let's, okay, we're about ready to open the phone lines. Let's just go ahead and do that now. So, thank you, Lord. 972-365. Good evening. Is this Rhonda?
Hey, Sister Deborah. Yes, it is. How you doing?
Hey, good. I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing good, but you just touched on something that I kind of dealt with Sunday. I had went to my granddaughter's volleyball game, and I'm going to be quick. And when I came back home, I had a headache, like right. It wasn't on the inside. It was on the outside, like right in between my eyes and my forehead, and it was like pressure. And I don't get headaches. I really and truly don't. But I felt like it was an attack, and I don't know where it was coming from, but I took a nap, woke up, it was still there. I took aspirin, still there. So my husband said, well, we'll go get some BC powder and get something to eat. Well, I did that, but when I came back, when we came back home, I got out of the truck. The Lord, you know, instantly told me to look, and I looked. It was a full moon. So the Lord led me. He said, when you get in that house, go in there and get on your knees and begin to pray and pray in the spirit. And I did. And he said, it's not even about you. He said, somebody else is under attack and you need to pray and war in the spirit for them. And I did. And I started crying and I started weeping. And after I got up and went back in the other room, it was gone. Well, today I went walking because I always walk in my neighborhood and pray. I came back, and as I was getting ready for work, I felt the pressure again, but it's not as bad as before. But I, like I said, it's like more like pressure, not even like sinus. It's almost as if somebody somewhere speaking or saying or doing something, and it's trying to come to attack me. And I was going to bring that up because I know I deal with a lot of evil in my workplace, a lot of people that are into other stuff. And they don't like the fact that you're in here professing Christ and praying and stuff like that. So I'm not saying that's where it's coming from, but I'm, you know, the Lord is kind of, you know, showing me and directing me, you know, different things of what to pray for. So that's what I was calling for tonight, for extra prayer over that, because it's not as bad as it was, but it's not like it was Sunday. But the Lord showed me, you know, get up and go pray, because it's not about you. Somebody else is under attack. So I don't know who it could have been, but I just feel like something is going on, you know, where there's attack that's coming for us people, you know, prayer warriors, intercessors coming, you know, to try to just shut us down. But that's what I wanted prayer for tonight.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. That's unusual. I mean, it's keenly in the spirit that we're both kind of sharing a similar thing. And I was talking to my friend Yvonne from Florida, and that's the first thing that came to her was just like cutting that what off, any witchcraft off in the spirit, you know. And I was saying, you know, usually I can while I'm here. On PGN, like I call it interference, for those of you that have heard me say it before, like where I detect that there's interference happening. And I think I might have slightly, but then my headache was throwing me. So it might have been that. But it's interesting how when I prayed and I read the prayer request for her healing, for her brain, that immediately it lifted off of me. So I don't even know the depth of God's knowledge and how he did that and how he used that. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We break every curse in the name of Jesus, every wrong flight thing that has gone to flight and landing. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for protecting your people, God, for protecting, covering our ears and our minds, Father God, for you, God. We thank you, Lord, for anointing our minds with your wisdom, your instruction, and your depths of your knowledge, God, that surpasses all understanding, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for bringing Rhonda in, God, and her obedience, Father God, to pray. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we've asked, Lord, for keen discernment, Father God, when we have unusual and circumstances or unusual happenings, Father God, even in our lives, Father. We thank you for teaching us how to pray, God, even the disciples coming and asking you and teach us to pray, Lord, that we walk through different circumstances and different things that we haven't walked through before, God. And so we need your teaching and your guidance and your fellowship and coming alongside of us and advocating on our behalf, God. So we thank you for when you send forth your ministry, Jesus, and your prayers, God, that we could hear and know what heaven is praying, God, that it would be heard on earth and we would resonate your prayers on earth as they are in heaven. Let us match your prayers, God, as we hear them, Lord, in our hearts and in our minds, God. We thank you for speaking to us. God, we thank you for those who intercede, those who travail, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you set the pattern. You set the guidance, Father God. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, even undo any wrong teaching, Lord, that we may have heard or been taught, God, or misunderstood. In Jesus' name, Lord, we ask for the fruitfulness of the seeds that you want to plant. Father God, Lord, any seeds that you're planting and praying from heaven, God, let them land on us, God, and let them not be on stony places or hard places, God, but let us receive them. God, show us, Lord, if you've tried to plant seeds, Lord, in our lives, Father God, that have landed on a stony place, Lord. We ask, Lord, and we ask for your grace to replant those seeds, Lord, that we might bring forth a greater harvest, God, a greater understanding unto your ways, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that we would continue to speak your wisdom, God, to speak of your ways, Lord, and words, Lord, that are fitly spoken, Lord, that become words of silver and gold, God, that be our silver and gold, or the words that you give us, Lord, to shine and to polish and to bring forth the purity of your glory and the purity of your word, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for Rhonda. God, we thank you for your anointing and your covering over her, God. We thank you even for her husband's care and concern and aid coming unto her, God. And just as he did that, it's interesting, as he was doing that for you, then the Holy Spirit came alongside of you as well. So we thank you for the people in our lives who sincerely and genuinely love us, God, and reflect you, Lord. We thank you, God, for the union. God, you know, just having Rhonda, your husband on one side and Jesus on the other, carrying you through and lifting you up and honoring you, and giving you the grace and the honor that you have need of to release the things of the Lord. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for just the washing, Lord, the washing of your pure water and of your pure word, the washing of your pure word on Rhonda, Father God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for making her into your vessel in Jesus' name. Yeah, and you know, so the Lord just showed me, you know, he does that. You are, when we are vessels of the Lord, then we carry things for him, you know, and again, there is quite a depth to the understanding of it, but which I don't have myself. I'll have to show me, but he sees you as a vessel worthy to carry it, you know, acceptable vessel worthy to carry whatever that thing is, you know, that you can accomplish it till it becomes complete according to his will and according to his purpose. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we just rejoice in the outcome. Lord, we rejoice in your ways, and we thank you, Lord, for teaching us, all of us, God, that we have, there's multiple of ears here, God, that the multiplication of even faith, arise, Lord, as an aroma unto you, God, that you would find this as a dwelling place and a holy place, God, a place purposed for you, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. And you know, the Lord just showed me something, too. We just got a lady in our area that's a supervisor, and something ain't right with her. And there's two other ladies in this area. I get discernment of witch, that they're witches. It's like three of them. So just keep me in prayer, you and everybody else, because I'm in a, you know, an environment where people, you know, really are all over the place, but I know that they are in here and the enemy is using them, but I'm not afraid, you know, because the Lord has instilled something in me and this is what he's doing, you know, to bring about deliverance in people's life. So I just wanted to share that because he, as you was praying, he just brought that, you know, to my, you know, attention, you know, to just cover yourself.
Yeah, no, that's
uh-huh,
good.
Understanding, yeah. And just cover yourself. Because normally before I come in here, I pray, I take communion, and I anoint myself. But sometimes when I'm running behind or I'm talking to my husband or my daughter, I might not get to, and I do it after I get in here. But he's just reminding me to just cover myself as I come in here because there's warfare going on. So I won't take up any more time because I know it's other people that need prayer. But thank you so much, Sister Deborah. I love you, and I love you, and I love you, and I love you.
I love you, too, and I feel like I'm supposed to tell you this, too, is that when you're at work, because it is there, so your husband is your spiritual covering as well, so don't forget to text him if you already do, but, like, if you need prayer or say, hey, I forgot to, you know, or when you forget to do your normal whatever, hey, I need you to cover me in prayer right now, you know, and because he has an authority over you that will cover, that is a greater spiritual authority than the establishment on earth. There's an establishment in heaven that your husband has spiritually over you. So don't forget to text him if you need him to pray for you while you're at work or any, or before you leave or whatever, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. God bless you, and you have a blessed evening.
Thank you. You too. God bless you. Bye-bye. Okay, everybody. 910-709. I believe this is Sylvia. Good evening.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Good. Well, let me pray for you. Thank you for calling and being with us tonight. So, Father, we thank you for Sylvia, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the glory of your light and the shining of your light, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, that there's no variation of shadows of darkness with you, God. It's all purely light, Father. So we thank you for shining upon her, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for how she receives your light. Lord, she's not guarded or disrupted. It's not like overbearing for her or like not squinting your eyes. You know, you're just receiving the light that is reflecting upon you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for how you just even bring all things into the light, God, because it's for the goodness of God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. And his light has a way of painting even a better picture. You know, when they take pictures, they have certain lighting. And then when you look at the picture, like, it just looks so clean and crisp. And, you know, you can't tell that these lights, you know, they had all these different lightings, you know. But the Lord is, like, saying when he's shining his light in this way, he's making a clean and a clear, crisp picture for things to be seen accurately. So also when you receive the light, then you reflect the light to other people too, and that those people are able to see the picture cleaner and clearer and crisper. And they might not understand necessarily all of the work that went in behind it in order to enjoy like the goodness and the beauty that's before them of whatever it is that they're seeing. Like maybe if they're seeing pure joy, they don't understand the other side, that the suffering that you walked through. Do you know what I'm saying? And people take that in.
Yes.
Or, you know, when there's like, you know, people don't see the losses sometimes when we see the win, like kind of like the Super Bowl or the, you know, everything that went into it, or people win an award. You know, they don't see all the hard work and all the, they just see the one side to it and the, like the glory of it. And but you're able to display that and honor it, but it really does mean that you walked through it in the purest way, that the light reflects on all of it, and there's no variation, a shadow of darkness. That means there's nothing hidden, and you've kept yourself open before the Lord and allowed Him to do the process. And to bring that forth, and now it shines, and it's ready. It's ready to be seen and displayed, and to come into the, you know, for others to see. But I feel like it is already happening. Again, like in a display of joy, is what I'm saying, or like when I'm really lighthearted. I know you guys probably experience this too, but I do understand in my person that I do carry like joy and sadness and frustration in a deeper place than most people. And okay, so but when I am happy or joyful, like if I'm in a restaurant or a coffee house or out, you know, waiting in an airport, whatever, and I am laughing or something, I sincerely think it's funny. I literally, if I gaze my eyes across the thing, I can see people smiling and they're just hearing the sound of my laugh. Do you see what I'm saying? Like they can hear that it's that it's pure. Like, oh my God, like that's such a, you know what I mean? Like I, you know, it's like they're getting a glimpse of pure joy, you know, or whatever that is. So, seeing like that happening with you, you know, which is a beautiful thing, because when we allow the Lord to scan His light through us, you know, like a scanner, you know, there's nothing hidden, and we allow Him to take all of it, you know, and, that we could reflect Him in the purest way. So it's really beautiful. So praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Well, tell us how you're doing and if you have any prayer requests. And thank you for requesting that book. I love it. And I didn't order it yet but I'm going to, because I love it. And when I was looking at it, I was like, I don't know if someone told me about this book like a while. I just had this, like, I don't know if someone told me about it a long time ago and I thought maybe it was too much money and that I didn't want it. But somehow there's something about it that looked familiar. And I don't know if that just means the Lord wants me to have it, you know, so, but I'm not sure, but I will get it eventually. So thank you so much. I do. You're right. I'm going to love it. So, yeah.
Yeah. I thought about you when I was reading this, I do quote mine and out of it, and I love it. I really do. So I'm going to purchase one so that I can keep instead of giving it back. They have them now for like $18. They used to be almost $40, I think.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Really? Oh, yeah, I'll get it on Amazon. I'll just wait till probably the next paycheck.
Yeah.
So that's okay. Nothing, but thank you. I do.
Yeah. I wanted to tell you, I think I talked to you the last time about a pastor at my church.
Yes,
about
Pastor
the blood transfusion. Okay. Well, after I talked to you on Tuesday, on Wednesday, the Lord sent me to the hospital about an hour and a half away. And I prayed for him. The Lord had said that he was going to, told me to tell him it was his will to heal him. So I prayed for him, and it was great. And so the next day, his iron levels were back up. Blood levels as well. And they told him he could go home. And so now he came back home. Yes,
wow.
Now he came back home, and he's at the nursing home today. And he's only there because of his leg, but he's not there because of his blood anymore. Yeah, his blood went back and checked. And the Lord told me that he was going to bless me for my obedience, because at first I thought I was hearing things about going to the hospital. And he told me to stop doubting myself, that it was time, you know, for me to push out. So he sent me to the hospital, and it was raining that day. And the Lord did a major, he did a miracle on him. And the next day they told him he could leave.
Wow.
And he had been there for 26 days. And
wow.
His daughter,
oh, my goodness.
And the daughter had told me, like, I was hearing things for 2 days. It was in my spirit, like, telling, I thought he was saying, like, go to the hospital. So, you know how sometimes the enemy was telling me, oh, well, they probably blocked it where only family could come up there and maybe you can't go.
Yeah.
So I heard that for 2 days. And then finally it came stronger, and I threw my clothes on, and I got there. And the daughter had told me that he had been looking for me ahead of time. She said she felt like in her spirit, which she's a pastor as well, and she said that she felt like I was coming, right? And I said, well, when I got there, the wife, she asked me what took me so long. And I told her I had to make sure, you know, I was hearing properly. So Lord said he was going to do it, and he did it.
Wow, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Wow, what an unusual night tonight of how everything that's coming forth. You, Jesus.
Yes, but the thing, like Rhonda was saying, I went to the hospital on Wednesday, Thursday, I dropped really ill, and I lost my voice completely. I lost
my
voice. I go to the hospital. They said I had a really bad sinus infection, and in my voice, I had lost the voice. And I still have a little hoarseness, but nothing like it was like completely in and out, and you really couldn't understand anything. So I said it was okay. One of my prayer warriors called, and she told me that I had been attacked because of me going, the Lord sending me to the hospital. So she said the time was going to come where I was going to learn how to ignore his attacks on me, you know, that I was just going to look at it, you know, like I was going to look at it as nothing. So I've been pretty much in the bed since last Thursday. So, yeah. But I know what she mean about the attacks, but when that happened. But I've had those before, and I'm sort of knowing that it's it, and I'm just praying my way out of it. But now I feel much better. But it didn't matter as long as he's healed. I was obedient and did what the Lord said. So it's okay if he got mad.
Yeah. Wow,
that's
great. Well, let's pray for you. Thank you so much for sharing that. Because, when I did share with the people at church, I did think this was, I knew I was putting myself out there. I knew I was putting myself out there because I couldn't have said, so anyways, just because of the circumstances and everything that's happening. But I just wanted to be, but it was kind of the same thing. The Lord was saying, no, it's time to, like, you're just going to have to, I mean, because I pressed through a lot of things in prayer. but you're right. So anyways, it is good to hear and these testimonies, and this evening is wonderful gift of the Holy Spirit. And even the word that came forth of you being a pure vessel, you know, and his light shining through you and you just going, and he's creating you to be that vessel where you carry what he has you to carry and then dispense it, you know, when he asks you to. So thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father God, Lord, for Sylvia. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to strengthen her, Lord, as in Acts 3:16, Lord, where they prayed in faith and the person was strengthened because of their faith, God, and their physical body, God. So we pray for Sylvia that she would be strengthened in her physical body for your glory, God. We thank you for blessing her prayers, God. We thank you for blessing this pastor, God, in Jesus' name, that you would strengthen his legs as well. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the testimony that will arise and come forth. And we thank you for your glory, God. Keep moving your people, God. Let us be in step with your steps, God, and with your voice and with your heart and with your words and your prayers, God. And we thank you, Lord. Let you be increased, the knowledge of you be increased in our land, God. And we thank you and ask you for our nation. We want this nation for Christ, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Yes. Oh, God bless you. That's very cool. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, so he's on the road to recovery now. God touched him. And so, like you said, it's just his leg. So he's believing that very soon he'll be up and back to church. He plays the piano. So he's believing he'll be back.
Okay, wow. Now, this is the church that you that you've had some, the Lord just told you to stay there, right?
Yes, but now what, it was the strangest thing, like people weren't accustomed to seeing the real move of the Holy Ghost. So the Lord said that they looked at me in a certain way and thought that, you know, like it wasn't real or as if I was crazy or something. And so he told me that I had to stay because he was going to show them what he deposited in me and that it was real. So I was in that church Sunday, and they said that the daughter, the pastor's daughter, said that she got up there, and they said that they could tell it was from the Holy Ghost, that he was telling them that I came to the hospital and that the Lord moved through me and that her father was healed. So I knew that God had did that because of how, you know, they would treat me, because a lot of people who are ankle deep, they don't know what it is to go past the ankle. And so they don't know, you know, never seen power move in people sometimes. So they don't know what it is, and so they think it's not real. And so that's what they were doing to me, and they wouldn't allow me, you know, to do things in there. But I believe God says he's doing a new thing, and my ministry is not in the church. I believe he's sending me to the street, because yesterday he woke me up and he had me go to someone's house that needed a yoke broken off them. So that was the second day that he used me to go to somebody's home. So I believe that he's sending me out, like you said, to, you know, to release it, and then I'm gone. So I think that's what's going on, because he woke me up yesterday to go to someone's house to have the yoke broken off, a burden broken off of them.
Wow, praise the Lord. Hey, so I want to ask you to pray for the listeners tonight, that they, whatever it is where they need to step through for their breakthrough, like it's time for them to step through with whatever the Lord's placed in them, you know, where it's time that, or however the Holy Spirit would lead you, but just to bless the listening ears in faith and to draw it forth, you know, in the land of the living, you know.
Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this night, Father. We thank you for everything that you do, everything that you have done, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father, that you begin to move us in a place, Father, where we grow deeper and deeper and deeper into you, Father, that we may be used of you, Father. Oh, Father God, we ask, Father God, that we all have repentant hearts each and every day, Father, and we begin to walk in humility like never before, God. We ask that you draw us into prayer more and more, Father, that we may grow closer to you, Father. And we ask that you begin to use us in a mighty way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Make our vessels pure, Father, that we may be used of you and to dispel anything that's not like you, Father God, so that we may walk in that place that you have called us to. And, Father, we should give you all the honor and all the glory and all the praise. And I call it forth right now in the name of Jesus that each and every person on this line, by the sound of my voice, shall walk in the things that God has called them to, that there will be no more hindrances in their life. I call forth right now breakthrough through in every area of your life, in your health, in your finances, in every area of your life right now. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. And Lord, give your people, Lord, when they know it's your spirit, the courage to say yes and to step with obedience, Lord. And we ask, Lord, in this obedience, God, and for Rhonda and Sylvia, God, and the other callers, Lord, that in their obedience and listeners, in their obedience, Lord, that you would bless 1,000 generations in their bloodline, Father God, and that their bloodline would have breakthrough for obedience as well, God. So break those things off, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be no more, Father God, broken, like those broken shells and broken places, God, that were coverings, God. Break those off, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Amen. Good. Thank you. Powerful prayer. Good stuff. Thank you. I know I put you on the spot there, so praise God. Thank you.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. But thank you for praying for me. You have a blessed night.
Thank you. You
week.
Too. God bless you too. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, our next caller, 303-596. Good evening. Who am I speaking to and where are you calling from?
Hi. I'm calling from actually Phoenix, Arizona, or Chandler, Arizona, Gilbert, Arizona, but it's a Colorado area code. I am just calling.
What is your first name? I'm sorry, I missed your first name. It must have been because of...
It's Keon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's good to hear everybody and their testimonies before it and the prayers. It's been really nice to hear that. I kind of just called in not to say I have a particular prayer request, but just to have, just to be in tune with you all and everyone. And I don't know where else to start with it. I guess I could share that, I'll be there. I'll leave it at, yes, just calling in.
Okay, and have you joined us before, Keon?
Oh,
on
if
Tuesday,
I had,
anyway?
a long time ago,
okay.
But not any time recently.
Okay. So you don't have a specific prayer request and you would like me to just pray over you?
If that's possible, yes, that works for me.
Yes, that's 100% possible.
Okay.
Father,
good
yes. Thank you for being here. So, Lord, we thank you for Keon, Father, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up to you, God, and to your kingdom, Father. We thank you for the Lord is matching things. You know, like if you have a key, he has a key. You know, he's matching things. And I don't know if they're tools and skills for the kingdom of God to be built. But he's matching you. And it's also, I don't know if it's a sense of him coming alongside of you for how you're integrating and implementing the kingdom, you know, the elements in the kingdom of God, the keys of the kingdom, and him matching that and coming alongside of you as you implement that. So we thank you, Father God, Lord, just for the building, Lord, and Lord, that it's, there's nothing, Father God, that even bringing others to help her build in the kingdom of God, Father God, in Jesus' name, that there's nothing obstructing. I'm not seeing, if there was in the past, I'm not seeing now any obstructions to building in the kingdom of God. So we thank you, Lord, for bringing those even alongside of her, you know, moreover your spirit, but bring others alongside, God, who will help build the kingdom of God for your glory, God. And we thank you for matching every ability, every tool, every skill, every implement that she is making to build, that you were there to match it, God, and to encourage her, Lord, in Jesus' name. And he might even be, there might even be a sense too where he's speaking into you, like each time you implement something to build the kingdom of God, whether it's thought or creativity or submission of something or whatever, that he isn't the one who, you know, actually influencing and breathing his life and speaking that into you first and foremost, but being coming alongside of you and being near to you to help you build in the kingdom, which is being yoked to him and, you know, seeking first his kingdom, which, yeah. And so, so we thank you, Lord, just even for your presence. Lord, your presence is your kingdom, God. And so when we seek your presence, we're seeking your kingdom, God, and we thank you, Lord. It says all these things will be added unto you. Well, we know the things from the kingdom he is given and adding unto us, but even his presence, you know, and what his presence brings is, of course, his righteousness, peace, and joy, but he's adding all things unto us. And I believe when a lot of times the scripture talks about all things, it's talking about both spiritually and like spiritually and in the natural and in the supernatural, the things that we have need of. And thank you, Father God. Let me just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, as you as she implements these keys, Lord, that you would lead her and guide her, Father God, to the right doors, Father, and the right sources as well, Father, that she has need of. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. I really, really appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
Interesting. I started to, I've been the last year, I've been a realtor. I've been working with people and getting homes. And a lot of them are people having like some troubles like with credit things, and I've been working on doing like workshops with them and building their, so it's interesting that you said the keys. I was like, okay, I like it. And it could be other things in the works, other works that they're into. So.
Yeah. Well, my husband's a realtor, and he always prays, he really implements his faith in the marketplace and in the workplace a lot. And but he does pray that he works with the people God wants him to work with, you know. And so it's interesting, the people that have come around, and that he's able to, I've found, like build a lot of rapport with them, where they end up, you know, referring clients to him, you know. I mean, plus he does do a good job. I mean, he's not, you know, he's doing, he's mindful to do a good job. But, but just to encourage you, there is a sense of building. You can, because it is community, you're serving the community in your workplace, especially in that particular job.
And this, you know, and it's not the people, like I just came across a family, well, I've been working with them at least since November, but they're just trying to rent their family of three young daughters and the mother-in-law will live with them, and they're just having troubles even coming into position because they're, you know, working through some of the credit issues. But he's the husband's a pastor. He just got a job at a church, and they're relocating. And I just, like, you know, it's been a, just the issues. And I'm like, you know, let's see how we can help. And just building bonds with people to help and work something out for them and praying over that even situation for them. So, yeah, I think, and again, praying for the right people to come and work with the right people is important and essential too. So I keep that in mind. And, thank you for that. I really appreciate that you taking the time to do the prayer for me, especially without me guiding anything in particular request.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And we appreciate your input and you being with us. So God bless you.
Okay. Thank you. God bless you all.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is 281-731. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Oh, good evening. Evelyn from Texas. How you doing?
Oh, Evelyn, thank you. Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Praise God. Well, thank you for being here. Let's pray for you. Father, we thank you for Evelyn, Father, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up, God, to your altar, God, and before your throne, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness that is surrounding her, God, in Jesus' name. So see the Lord, I don't know what that tool is in the math class. I forget whatever it is that does, like, you put the pencil down on it, or you put the little point thing down and it does a circumference. You could make a complete circle with it, you know. So the Lord is like making, like he's pinpointed you and then he's making this radius of this complete circle around you. So we thank you, Lord, for just even being and knowing in the circumference of Evelyn is in your view, God, and just pinpointing her there, Father God. So I don't know if he's got, you know, the type of measure, like, I don't know if that's like it's something measuring. I know our faith has a measure, but it's not that. It's something, gosh, I don't know if it's in Revelation about measuring, a measuring reed or a measuring rod. And that's not really a rod that I'm seeing. It's so thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name for what you're doing in her life, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, just for the placement. Let me see if I can see what this tool is used for. I don't know if it's a protractor. What is this? I guess they call it a compass, but it can draw a circle. Okay. Okay, let me see. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's used in geometry, and it's one of the oldest branches, which is interesting because Ancient of Days is using it. And mathematics concerned with properties of space, such as distance, shape, size, and relative position of the figures, which you are in, you know, as I was praying, God's circumference. So he is watching you and, you know, the distance and relative position to the figure. So he knows how you are serving him and in through this space, and he's drawn it out. I think he's saying he's drawn it out. He's mapped it out, the space in which you serve him. Step into the Lord is the one who has calculated and mapped it out and measured it out for your space and for your dominion, you know, for you to take possession and subdue those places that he's mapped out for you. So we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, God, that you have it in writing, God, and it's documented, Father God, in your books in heaven, Father, for Evelyn's behalf, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Sister Deborah. Thank you so much. I've been praying more than ever before. And, you know, I told you about the snake, right?
About
remember
the
what? I told you about the snake. I told you about the dream of the snake that I had that I was stabbing.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Yeah. Now, the other night I had another. It was almost like an open vision. A demon came in my room in here. How in the world a demon got in my room, I don't know. But he didn't come. He didn't come close to my bed. And I say the blood of Jesus. When I saw him, I say the blood of Jesus. And he just left on out. You know, he was close to a window over here. So I would just, I say, Lord, I say, what is this? I dream about the snake. Now here the demon, you know. So I just started anointing, you know, or pleading the blood of Jesus over my room and all this kind of thing. But I know that, you know, the Lord is actually is using me more. I was asked to teach Sunday school on this coming Sunday. I've never taught Sunday school before. You know, I've preached and all this kind of thing, but I've never actually taught Sunday school. And this is my prayer. I would like for you to pray over me, you know, for the teaching part. I've been in the book, you know. I've been studying ever since Monday, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just, you know, about this demon that came in my room, you know.
Yeah. Well, wait, is your Sunday school for adults?
School is adult. It's a adult book, and it's a Church of God in Christ. And it's different from my brother. My brother, I'm on the line with him on Wednesday, and he teaches from the Baptist Sunday school book. And this one is sort of different, you know.
Okay. Okay, yeah, we'll pray about that. And I think, too, the enemy, you know, sometimes when the enemy comes at night is because we're seemingly defenseless. You know, when he thinks we're defenseless, and truly he is a coward, that's why he has to come. So get a picture for that. And so as soon as you're awakened, your spirit is awakened, you know, and you took authority and cast him out. So he, a lot of times, his biggest defense or his biggest ploy is to be intimidate and to leave that residue of how intimidating he can be. But no, here's the truth is that he's always exposed. If we ask the Lord, he will expose it. And then secondly, he is a coward. That is why he's coming in the middle of the night when you're seemingly defenseless, but you have not lost any of your power or authority. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, you know, but he thinks you're defenseless. And so this is why, because he's a coward.
Yeah.
Okay. So, wipe that clean. Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, I wasn't fearful of anything. You know, I just say the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is against you. That's not the first time I had been visited by a demon. After my husband passed away, I was visited by one. And I screamed so loud at him. My daughter and my son-in-law was living here at the time. they came over the balcony. They said, well, Mama, what's wrong? You know, I said, I had to get the demon out in Jesus' name.
Yeah, that's good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Well, I remember one time at our other house, there was like, I don't know, I think there was about four of them at the end of the bed, but they were more dressed, so like they were like organized. Anyways, they had a clipboard, and on the clipboard they were talking to each other, and they were talking about what they were going to do, scheming and planning. Yeah, and I said, what, you know, and I realized, no, you know, that I cast their weapon, their, you know, their tactics and their schemes, you know, would fail, and they vanished immediately, you know. But you think the Holy Spirit is giving us the wisdom in the moment to even know what to pray, to disarm them, dismantle every assignment, you know, I disarm and dismantle every assignment. You know, and every scheme and attempt, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Lord, we pray for Evelyn, God. What a blessing, Lord. This evening is such a blessing, Lord. Lord, to even hear how you're moving your people and they're stepping into things, God, and speaking forth your word and your goodness, Lord. We pray for your anointing upon Evelyn, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for just let it be ease, with ease and grace, Lord, that you bless her words and you bless her heart, God, in directing her to know what to say and to what to bring forth, God, and prepare the hearts of the people for the seeds that she will sow, Father, that they will bring an increase. And the people, that they will be strengthened in their faith, Father, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray also as Evelyn is diligent to show herself approved by studying your word and preparing well, Lord, but I pray also that she would, as she's there, step into also just being keen to how the Spirit wants to move her in that day as well, Father God. So we thank you that you use all things for your glory, and we thank you for your goodness and just fruitfulness, that the fruitfulness of God come forth in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And I set myself in agreement with the prayer, Sister Sylvia, and you prayed earlier. I set myself and agree. I receive that by faith in Jesus' name. Such powerful prayers.
Well, God
Amen.
Bless you. Thank you.
And I pray the Lord just continue to bless you with wisdom and knowledge and understanding all the days of your life. Bless your husband, your family, everybody you meet, that the blessings that you will continue to bless. Hallelujah. And I pray the Lord continue to keep you in his keeping. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you. I receive it. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, dokie. Here we go. We are we're on to caller 504-282. Good evening.
Good evening. It's Nicole from Louisiana.
Hey, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Let me pray for you. Thank you so much for calling. So, Father, we thank you for Nicole on board. I'm going to mute your phone line for just a second. Okay, there we go. So, Lord, we thank you for Nicole, God, and we thank you, Lord, for your blessings upon her, God. We thank you for blessing her ears, God, Lord, and just even amplifying what she's hearing from the Lord. God, we thank you that just being amplified like double speakers, you know, Lord, and also confirming that you would send you would confirm your word to her and just amplify your sound, your voice, and what she's hearing from heaven, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, just for even her
You know, sometimes people say they're like receiving a healing or they're being prayed for and they sense something physically is happening within their physical body, like a warmth or a tingling or you know, sometimes, you know, people just say different things like, oh, I thought you were anointing my head. I thought you were pouring oil on my head, but no one had any substance, you know, but it was just this, you know, it became very real to them. So sometimes when we're being prayed for in that way and in that manner, or we feel hot or whatever, you know, like also, you know, just exceptionally warm, like our bodies are responding to the presence of the Holy Spirit and that the Lord is doing a work. So I pray that for you as well, that when you're hearing him and it's being amplified in you, that even your physical body is responding to the very nature and authority and presence of the Lord. So we thank you for that. And that doesn't happen all the time, you know, but I thank you, Father God, for when that does happen with Nicole, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for even how you prepare her to say certain things, Lord. And specifically when I seen that or heard that, it was like, even for like your clients, you know, like preparing you to say things for your clients and that your client would receive it. It would be in such a way that they could receive it, that it would be, you know, very growing and stability and sustaining type of word for them. So thank you for that, God, for just speaking sustaining words in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, that her household would be like the household of faith, God. In Jesus' name, it just welcomes the Lord. It worships the Lord. It honors the Lord and its presence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for making that placement on earth with your peace as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name. You know, sometimes when we are, let me open your phone line here, back up. When we are in line with heaven, like we are, you know, like let's say you read on their back porch or deck or whatever, and you read your Bible out there. And sometimes if you read out loud, it's like the rest of nature has to respond to the word of God as well. And so like you're cultivating and stewarding. I've heard people say this and give testimony to this. And some people, like, you can do it inside your home, right? Like if you read your word in a certain chair in a certain place, you're like cultivating and stewarding the presence of the Lord in that place. And I've heard people give testimony when they do it outside of their home, like in the backyard or wherever. They're actually, like, things begin to line up, things grow. Like if they have plants or vegetables or things, they grow better. Like it brings rest to the land or calls things in order somehow, where, you know, where nature will come in and you'll see the most beautiful birds or the most unusual thing, you know, like it's like it all begins to line up and to come into place, you know, and it really does have to do with what we're stewarding and how we're, what we're placing there, you know, and speaking and stewarding and honoring and all of those things. It is a blessing. So.
Amen. I totally, I've experienced that too. And I think it lines up with what you were saying earlier. It's reassuring and confirming. When that happens, I've done that like in the backyard before, and then all of a sudden you just see like these rare sightings of certain birds, and they all of a sudden start gathering around, and just being very calm. And I remember my daughter's room is like the main place that I would pray and read God's word, and her dad, for some reason, out of all the places in the house, that was his favorite room to be in. And then when people would come visit us, they would always choose her room. Now, I decorated the house really nice in all the other areas, but for some reason, everyone mm-hmm. would always say, this room is just so peaceful. This room is just so calming, without me even telling them that that's the room that I pray in. So it's just, oh. you know, it's just amazing, like you said, how nature and the atmosphere just lines up with God's word and his will.
Yeah, so that especially is interesting that you
activate it.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good word. That and that you are experiencing it, like you know exactly what I'm talking about, because we can too as well. Like when we go out to eat or eat lunch or something like that, or dinner or whatever, we can release a blessing at that table for the next person who comes in, you know. So we're stewarding, constantly stewarding what the Lord gave us and however he would want us to do that, you know. But knowing it's not just for us, other people are going to benefit as well, you know, because eventually, like, we sold our other house, you know what I mean? But I just had to give that
yeah.
to the Lord. I was like, wow, I had a lot of groundwork done there, you know. But I just had to give that
uh-huh.
to the Lord, that, you know, moving into the next thing and whatever, you know. And sometimes as well, if you've noticed this, mm-hmm. where, like, you might go into a place like, hey, let's stop and get an iced tea or a donut or whatever, like, stop somewhere. And then all of a sudden, mm-hmm. right after you've been there, all these people come in mm-hmm. after you. Like
yeah.
And you think, oh, wow, I had really good timing. No, it's your presence. Like the people are being drawn because there's something spiritually that's happening.
Wow, that's good. Yeah, I experienced that a lot. And, you know, it's so funny you say that. I just recently moved into my new house that I'm renting. So it's a brand new house, and it never had any Wi-Fi, so I had to have the people come out and drill holes and, you know, set up the Wi-Fi and everything. And so I had to set up my my user ID, and at first I was going to set it up with my last name, Hawkins, but then I think the Holy Spirit told me to change the name so that it honors him. So I decided to put the username for my guests, bless my guests. So when they have to log into my Wi-Fi, they see that. That's the first thing they see. And for my main Wi-Fi, it's bless this house. Oh, blessed day. That's what I put, blessed day. So bless my guests and blessed day. But it's so funny you said that about the blessing in the house. That's how I know it's the Holy Spirit speaking and flowing. But that's still confirming.
Wow. Wow. Thank you. That's encouraging too. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for just confirming, and just showing really every listener here, God, in faith, God, that you confirm your ways to us, God, and in your goodness, Lord. And we thank you, God, just for that encouragement, and uplifting Nicole, Father God, even in a new place, Lord, that you are there fortifying it with faith and presence and holiness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too. Good to talk with you and pray with you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Excuse me. Caller 402. Good evening. Good evening. The sheriff. Do you have me on speakerphone? Oh, do you have it on two? Do you have it? Oh, she dropped. Okay, she's going to call back in. I thought maybe she had the phone and the computer going at the same time. That's what it sounded like. Okay, let's go to our next caller until she calls back in. 608-960, good evening. Thank you for calling.
Hey, it's Shannon.
Oh, hey, Shannon. And that's, I think it's Wisconsin, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Wait. Okay. Ready. Let me pray. So, Father, we thank you for Shannon, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for hearing his voice, Father, for when he prays, when he comes to you, God. And we thank you, Lord, that his voice is heard, it's received in heaven. Or it's just not like echoing in the woods or bouncing off the sounds of the trees and the, you know, Lord, it's heard and received, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you for that, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I don't know if there's something like, you know, when you speak into a microphone and like people say, okay, it's your turn, like you step up and you speak into the microphone. So like it's your time or turn to be heard or something. And I don't know if that has to do with him resonating with what you're asking in that sense. So we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah, something with your voice in heaven and hearing your cry and hearing your prayers and stepping up and, you know, speaking into those places that the Lord has for you. We thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the placement of that, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the promises that you've spoken to him, that you've revealed, Lord, and those that are on their way as well, Father. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. So there's somebody, give me a second here. Thank you, Lord. Okay, hold on. Let me just do a little thing here. Okay, so thank you, Lord. The voice that, okay, and it is heard, it's transmitted through the airs, through the air. That's what a microphone is used for. So it's the voice and the prayers that are transmitted through the air. So we thank you again, Father God, Lord, that it's done at your altar, Lord, where there is ample mercy to be received, for grace to be found, as your word says in Hebrews 4, at your throne. And we thank you for that, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that even his voice, Father, it's transmitted through this air, the prince of this air, into your superior covenant with him, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, just for answering, Lord, and receiving and hearing, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord. There be anything else, Father? And I know you probably know this, you know, but like our thankfulness, when we thank God and our thankfulness keeps us plugged into God. And so if we just continue, just try, you know, even when things are difficult, thanking him, however is most genuine and sincere for you. And even if it's just starting with saying, thank you, Lord, and then stepping into whatever those other things are, even in the midst of, and I've done this before myself as well, but our thankfulness, I think I'm supposed to remind you that our thankfulness keeps us plugged into God. So praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. We thank the Lord too. So, do you have any prayer requests?
It's just the money's still tight with the slow season for my. I don't know if I shared it with others before, but I'm in the auto glass business, and in the city I'm in, everybody's slow. Even the warehouse guys that hand out the glass, they say the average shop is only coming in a couple times a week for glass, and I should be doing like five a day. I wouldn't really stress about it, except I had to dump like $15,000 into fixing my truck, and it put credit cards at their limit. So I don't have my safety net to get me through the winter season, which is tough. So I'm putting my truck up for sale to pay that down, and then my debt, I'll be zero debt, and then I'll just get a newer vehicle and only have like a $300 to $500 payment for a truck that I can handle. But and I'll still have my credit card. So that's my strategy there, and I am selling a couple things on eBay to kind of generate a little cash flow. So that's really stressful, and you know, I'm still believing for a partner in this life, and it'd be great to just be able to go do some fun stuff and everything. So my biggest thing where I'm social is going to the gym, and I really enjoy being there, but it's still just nice to have somebody you can share, you know, life with. So that's it.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, yeah, let's pray over those things. And thank you for sharing. I didn't know what your business was, so we'll pray over that. Yeah, let me pray. I got to mute your line, and then we'll move on. So thank you. Okay, so Father, we thank you, Lord, and this comes to agreement, Lord, with Shannon's prayers and requests and humble pleas, Lord, that he places before you, Lord, with all the saints. And Father, we lift him up to you, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask for wisdom and every provision that he has need of, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, as he's navigating these things that he just spoke of, Lord. We thank you for your grace and your favor to be upon them, Father. We thank you, Lord, for just administering, Lord, again, just your great wisdom for provision, Father, because, Lord, you are creative in all that you do, Lord, just as, you know, the coins were in the fish, in the fish's mouth, Lord, and how you made provision, God, is beyond our understanding and our likeliness and beyond any pattern of this world, Father God. So I thank you, Lord, that Shannon would continue to look to you, Lord, and seeking you for your wisdom and your creative ideas and solutions and resolutions to make provision for him, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, that you would bless the work of his hands and establish it, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. And I pray, Lord, again, just that his eyes and ears would be attentive and keen and open to how you make provision and what that looks like, Lord. So I thank you, Lord, for just a heightened awareness to your creative resolutions and solutions on his behalf, Lord, that would bless him and give him the edge on business and just however it would be, Lord, to make provision for that to come in, Father. And we thank you, Lord, just for an increase of fellowship, Lord, even outside of the gym, Lord, and times in the community and celebrations and outings, whatever that looks like, Father. We thank you and just ask that you would bless his fellowship and his friendships and future companionship as well, Father. So we thank you for the work that you're doing and bringing forth. And we just ask even just for your preservation of faith and the helmet of salvation, Father God, to cover his mind, Lord, during this time and to protect it and to preserve it in his faith and gratitude towards you. Amen. Oh, thank you for calling. Excuse me. I don't know what's going on there. Thank you. God bless you. Okay. Our next caller is 402-214. Sharon.
Hi, honey. That was messed up, so I just called back.
Yes, it was. It was like there were two things going on. Yeah, I figured you were. Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, it's thank you for calling back. I figured you would. So God bless you. Let me pray for you. Father, we thank you for Sharon. God, we thank you, Lord, just even for her persistence, Lord, and carrying through with you, Father God, in her dedication and diligence in seeking you, Father, and learning from you, God, and just how you guide her and instruct her in your ways, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that like I even see that you're like hungry for it, hungry for the things of the Lord. And we thank you, Lord, as she continues to seek, Father, that you would fill her, God, that you would fill her, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for that hunger, God, as she seeks you, Lord. And we thank you for your faithfulness and your word that declares that she shall be filled. Lord, and we thank you, Lord, that you would fill her with, like, the contentment, Lord, with godliness and righteousness, Lord, and your wisdom to live here on earth, Lord, but godly contentmentness, however you say that, and just that peace, even the peace of righteousness and godly contentment to live on earth, but because you're filling her and satisfying her with your righteousness. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, that she eat of your bread and your manna, God, and that it's sustaining and sufficient, God, and the sufficiency of your grace and the sufficiency of your word. Let's see what sufficiency really means. Oh, okay.
Like all that you need.
Yes, essential quality of condition. Yes, okay. So thank you, Lord. It says one of the things is a sufficiency of good food. So we thank you because you're hungry. So we thank you, Lord. Oh, that's funny. We thank you, Lord, for supplying the sufficiency of good food for her hunger, God. Thank you, Lord. Okay, this is weird, but like, so it's even going to be like, like carry out and dine in. So he's giving you a sufficiency of good food, even to carry out and to dine in. So we thank you.
Nice.
Yes. Huh?
So that's nice, you know?
Yes,
that's
it is.
Nice.
And it's a funny way to say it, isn't it? I would have never thought of that. So thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, just for being so personable in your fellowship and filling her, God. That really is beautiful. So we thank you, Lord. Amen.
That's really sweet. God's really nice like that. Yeah, extra stuff. Like, you know, take out.
Yeah.
And it was delivered, you know. I was just, you know, it's funny because I was just thinking about that I don't have enough money to do that anymore. You know, not even like once a month. And I was feeling
sad. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's what you're talking about, so.
Oh my gosh, that's wild. Wow, Lord, what a blessing you are, Father. Thank you for blessing your people this evening. Thank you for blessing us to be your vessels, to be a blessing, God, that we are blessed to be a blessing, Father. We thank you for your presence, God. I just don't want to take that lightly, Lord, because you're so good, Father, and you, like just even the very fabric of the things that hold us together in every cell, God, that you are knit in abundance there, Father, that you are found there, Lord.
So we thank you, Lord, for just how your presence permeates through our hearts and our minds and even specific relating to our to each and our own understanding of what we need and how we fellowship with you, God. And thank you for coming through in every area, God, for sharing. In Jesus' name.
Amen. I want to share something really quick because when I said, oh, that's nice, I know that because God does this sometimes, you know, where, I mean, he's always literal with me because he knows that's where I am. But he does things that are extra, you know, it's not just a necessity. He gives you fun stuff, too. You know, I remember my kids were young and Sesame Street was coming to town, right? They were going to have the big, the auditorium, the big, they had a, Sesame Street had their own like Broadway type show. And I wanted so bad to take my kids, you know, I thought, oh, my daughter would just love that, you know, because they love Sesame Street. But I couldn't afford that. You know, I was a single mom, barely making it. And, but I just, a passing thought. I never prayed for it. And in fact, many times I don't even ask for it, but it will be, oh, that would be nice. Or I wish I could do that. You know, that kind of a thought, but not a prayer, not like give me that, Lord. Well, anyway, I swear to you, like 2 days later, I get a phone call and it's this radio station that I don't ever listen to that's telling me I just won 4 passes to Sesame Street Live and backstage passes, VIP, the whole bit where I could take, you know, I'd take the kids, you know, backstage and right up front. And, but it was a contest. They said I won. Well, I never entered any contest. That's the God's truth. It's, I'm telling you the truth. I didn't enter.
Oh my God.
I don't listen to the radio station. Nothing. So, I mean, that's just one of those things, you know. And I knew right away God did it. But it was so nice because my daughter could bring her girlfriend and the neighbor in the neighborhood, and the kids all had such a great time. And, I mean, it, we didn't just get to go. We got to have the whole thing, you know, the best seats in the place and backstage passes, you know. So he God does stuff like that. So I wouldn't be surprised if I'm going to be getting some carry out or some kind of great food delivered. No, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
And a literal. Oh, yeah, that's
that way.
Funny. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
It's not the only time
it's happened either. I got a VCR one Christmas from Santa.
Really?
Yep. And I had so bad. I mean, I was like, seriously, nickel and dime. Didn't know how I was going to get Christmas for my kids. And found this VCR, and I got my boss at work to get me a discount. And so I got this VCR player for the kids, for our family. Christmas morning, I wake up, and there's two of them. There's two of them. There was an extra one there. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Wow.
And it's just my kids and me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was another one
wonderful.
Of those. Yeah, it's not like it wasn't a necessity, but it's one of those nice things because God will do that
like
for
a bonus.
You. I mean,
like a bonus.
He's just nice. Yeah. Just you understand, you know, like Sesame Street. You know, that was really fun.
Yeah. Yeah, and that is, you know, that reminds me of, you know, where he says to cast your cares upon him because he cares for you, you know, that he really does care and can make concerns himself with the things that we care and concern ourselves with. And, you know, and we shouldn't hesitate, even when they feel foolish, you know, but, you know, because you would tell your best friend, or if it was your father, if you were a child, you would tell your father. Do you know what I mean? And
Yeah.
Yeah, he does want to hear it. So
And you, you're sharing your testimony is reminding me of, I mean, just a few things came to my mind, three or four things too that he's done. So I am grateful that the Lord brought those things to my remembrance through your testimony. I'm sure that's probably happened with others that are listening. And, you know, he's probably getting ready to bless all of us in ways that we don't expect. And I don't mean, I mean in ways that we are going to appreciate when we do see it and know that it's him and that he's placed that before us and not mistake it as something else, you know, but that God did the prompting all along and the, whoever he uses to call us or knock on our door or whatever it might be, it's really the prompting of the Holy Spirit, bringing his sufficiency and showing himself strong, you know. So praise God. Thank you so much for sharing those things. Yeah. And thanks for hanging with us today, too, and praying and calling back. Always a delight.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Debbie, I need some prayers for that same person, that Kevin. You had prayed for them once before.
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay. Father, we thank you for Kevin, God, in Jesus' name. We just lift him up to you. We thank you, Lord, that Kevin will hear your voice. Lord, and even, Lord, that it will not be, like, mistaken for something else, like just like me saying someone knocks on your door and gives you a loaf of bread or whatever, cookies, you know, it's, yeah, that person brought that, but it was really the Holy Spirit, putting it together. But I pray, Lord, that Kevin would be able to hear in such a manner that it's like, I don't know if he's seeking the Lord, discovering the Lord in different ways. And thank you, Lord, that you're guiding him with your voice, Lord. And he's just learning to discover. I guess it's like a discovering it in a different ways, but I'm seeing the Lord's his voice speak to him in his ear from behind and him turning his head to hear like, hey, did I hear that? Like a bewilderment. Am I hearing this correctly? Or, you know, like it's getting his attention and he's discovering it in a different way where he's discovering and seeking at the same time, the understanding of the voice of the Lord. So, now why it's behind him, I don't know, but maybe the Lord is wanting to direct him in his steps and not to turn to the right or the left. I'm not sure, but I do see specifically, like I said, the discovery and then the seeking to with the assurance that he's hearing correctly. So, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
God bless you.
You too,
have a
Jeff.
Good week, dear one.
You
okay,
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Okay, we have caller 251-229. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening. This is Sarah calling from Alabama.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Thank you so much for calling. Father, we thank you for Sarah, Father, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up to your kingdom and to your heart and to your ways, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for gratitude. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for the gratitude of the things of the Lord. And I see the gratitude being like a plant and it's growing. So your gratitude is like, I don't know, it's like fertilizing the soil. It's water, it's plant, like it's watering the soil and it's causing things to come forth, flourish, to come forth and to
not sprouts, not the word, but to grow and to come forth. Jesus' name. Like it's almost, it's going to, and this potted plant, whatever that is like, so, and you're placing gratitude in it. Your gratitude is actually going into the soil. And it's not just your words of gratitude. It's gratitude from your heart, which is interesting. It's going in, but you can speak the words, right? And, but also, you know, seeing gratitude in your eyes, but it's the gratitude is coming from your heart. And it's nourishing the soil of the thing that is planted, and it's causing it to grow and to come forth so much so that you'll actually take it out of that pot or whatever and then replant it for it to be even growing even bigger. And so I'm not sure what that plant is. I don't know if that's a tree. I don't know the fullness of the maturity of it. But I know that, and you know, it's growing from stage to the next phase and stage to the next phase. So, and even sustainable to be outside in the elements and still be sustainable. So we thank you. Like, and it's almost like this gratitude, I've just said that and seen it, that the gratitude is almost in the roots. The gratitude is in the roots. And I don't know if that's the place where our hearts are, right? Where we hold gratitude is in our hearts because, you know, it says don't let any bitter root, which, you know, people have bitterness in their hearts. So I didn't ever thought about that like that. But the gratitude is the root, the sustaining, it's sustaining the root. Wow. So thank you, Lord, for that, God, that it sustains in different phases and different places and different elements where, thank you. Wow. Wow. So even that root growing up of, gratitude, that sustaining and gratitude is, can sustain, you know, the outside elements of every season because the gratitude is in the roots. That's where that came from. Wow. I never seen that or heard that before. Wow. So, Lord, we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, and let it be teachable, Lord, to others, and not so much that you're, well, and maybe in some ways, like you're going to speak on it, and speak on it, but not necessarily like, oh, Mira, let me teach you, you know, but just out of the outflow of your heart and expressing yourself, that becomes teachable. And then also, I'm sorry, I forgot the other thing I was going to say about the teachable part. In the sense we're like, we're people who are very aware, how do I say, people who are like present in the moment and aware. And, like, they can, you know, like, they'll speak something to you where you weren't expecting it in the moment, but they actually see you, and you just thought maybe they didn't, you know, like, it's just they speak into it in the moment where how did you see that? But it's because they're keen to see with a certain discernment and understanding, and then they speak into it, like for them, that's going to be teachable. They will be able to pick up on that and say, oh, she has a heart of gratitude. And it's not because you're always trying to correct people or have them driven towards gratitude. It's just your expression. And that's what people are going to see, you know, or people say something nice, you know, you have that one friend or two that say something really nice to you, like, you know, I always notice this about you, and it's like something no one's really said to you, but you know that you do it, and you thought it was kind of hidden or undercurrent, but then they see it. It's going to be that kind of teachable type of thing where, like, people are going to pick up on it and see that, but it's only going to be a certain kind of people, but it's because the Lord's going to even use that, but when they give you that as a sounding board, if you will, then that is the confirmation, hey, this is happening, and this is, the Lord is using it, this is happening, and so we thank you.
Lord, again, for your ways, Lord, and how you draw things out in your timing and in your efforts, God, and efforts we don't even see that you do, God. I thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, yes.
Okay. Well, hallelujah. I thank the Lord for that word. The word of the Lord is awesome. It's always awesome to me. And coming from his prophetess, it's the refreshing anointing that flows. And before you call my name and everything to speak and everything, I was in my room. I'm in my room now, and I'm like, okay, Jesus, give me a big hug. And and I open my arms wide, and I'm like, okay, one. So, and it's awesome. I'm hugging him, you know, and I can actually feel the love that's coming from him. You know, because I was doing it thinking, I'm going to give you a big hug and, you know, spread my arms wide open and just thank you, Jesus, for hugging me. Thank you, Jesus. And I did it three times. I didn't think you were going to, you know, things were going to be said and everything like that, the way it flowed and he had you to speak on it. But it's awesome, you know. And I just had my arms open wide. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I didn't know that spirit of gratitude was coming through along with what you were going to say the Lord had you to speak on. And so it's awesome. I'm really thankful. You know.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting, you know, the Lord to move in that flow that he was given tonight, but I'm thankful. And,
yeah,
and
me too. Tonight has been different than I thought in my mind, or you know, that I was thinking. And so I'm very delighted just to receive even how the Lord has ministered, and I feel a lot of unity even this evening from where we started. You know, and even the testimony that I brought through and stepping out, I just hear the Lord like repeating some of his patterns, you know, and his ways with us this evening, and just his, you know, how he does bring forth his goodness, and that he making himself known more and more and more in our lives, not just in our lives, but being that to others. You know, and how we're, and some of us, you know, like Rhonda was talking, like some of us carry things, and Evelyn, you know, that help other people break things off of their life, you know, in the spirit. And that is equally as important, because it's freeing the people so that they can have full gratitude and a lighter load. And, you know, there's people that are crying out that have been, you know, making humble pleas to be free from oppression, to be free from depression, and for that to be lifted off of them, and to no longer have to struggle with that, you know. And but God, you know, is anointing them even as they're walking through every plea, you know. But at the same time, it will come that they will be, it will be removed, you know.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, you know, what are you saying? On a daily basis, I'm just putting this out here to share it with everyone, is I would just wake up in the morning and, you know, thank the Lord, you know, thank you, Jesus, for waking me up this morning, and, you know, forgive me of any sort of omission or commission, and, you know, just personally having a talk with him, and, you know, and thanking him for waking me up in the morning, and because you didn't have to do it, Jesus, but you did. And now I'm just going to add in the hugs, like, Jesus, I'm ready. You know, here's a hug. You know, I love you so much. You know, and
yeah.
it feels good.
you know, it feels good just to open your arms and say, Jesus, I love you, you know. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for seeing me to another day altogether, because you didn't really have to wake me up. You didn't have to do any of this, you know. So it's amazing, you know, that you would speak, people having you speak of gratitude. And I just got through giving him a hug.
Yeah.
Oh,
listen, I just looked up gratitude, because this is not like, this is something I feel like I have to work for or work towards, like that. I didn't say this naturally, gratitude is in my heart. I literally have to focus I have a lot of thankfulness, and I'm always thanking the Lord and expressing it and, you know, telling him it's important that he knows that I love him. I want to be a wise daughter that brings joy to him. And I don't mean in a working sense. I mean in a, like, I'm connected to, you know, like my decisions and my steps, they bring joy to him. And I know I'm probably even made for a narrow path. I mean, I feel like that I am, you know, but like a natural gratitude, sometimes I feel like I do get a little bit of a attitude, you know, I don't know if that's my Italian side or what, you know, but so it is beautiful to hear that expression and to see that I, you know, anyways, but here's what gratitude says in the, just being honest tonight, the quality of being thankful. So I think it's cool even just to say that the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness.
Mm.
That is really special. To have all that tucked in your heart and in your life when this exchange, that's good. I'm going to write this out and put this on something so that I can remember this. I really like that, because it's the quality of being thankful. So I think, you know, I'm thankful, as many of you hear my prayers, I even start by saying, thank you, Lord, for this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. However, there's a quality in there and the readiness to show appreciation for and return kindness. So, Lord, let it be to deposit this gratitude, God. Let it be the gratitude of the establishment of our faith, and how we're rooted and built up in you, in Jesus'
mm-hmm.
name. And let us overflow with the gratitude, as your word says in Colossians 2, God, that we are overflow with gratitude, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Overflowing. And, you know, I'm thinking with the weather, and it doesn't really have to do a lot with weather, but, you know, we're getting ready when, you know, we have the spring and all of that, and I'm thinking, where are you? I'm ready to hug you. I am just, you are the wind beneath my wings. You are all of that, you know, and I'm just ready for my hug. Just arms wide open. There I am. Give me the hug. So, yeah.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you are a precious vessel. Yes, thank the Lord for you, Sarah. And do you have any prayer requests?
No, I actually, I feel a lot better. I was going to pray for this is amazing, because I was like, I'm in the bed. I'm like, no, I just don't feel, you know. But it's just, it's gosh, the joy of the Lord added strength to my heart, you know. Because before I was like, oh, goodness, I want to do, I'm going to pray, but I'm going to pray that, you know, that this hurts and this and this, but I don't even feel anything. You know,
wow.
I was going to take my knees and everything, and I'm moving them around like, you know, I don't even feel anything. So when you get your mind off
wow.
of whatever's going on and get your mind on the Lord and the joy of his, oh, my goodness, you just, you know, the joy that and the strength that he gives you from day to day, and just give him that hug, I think it makes a world of difference. So, no, I feel okay.
Well, thank God. And what a wonderful testimony and a beautiful way to even end the program. I mean, tonight this program was just incredibly precious of not only God's people, so thank you everyone who participated, even the listeners, you know, and just the prayers, how the Holy Spirit was faithful to come through. And I even feel like, let me see here. So when we're reading in Proverbs 23:15, let me find it. Whoa. Damn. Where it says, my son, if your heart is wise, my heart will rejoice. Indeed, I myself, yes, my inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak right things. And I feel like we did that tonight. We honored the Lord and that he is rejoicing. You know, God is rejoicing with the wise words that when we speak of him, he rejoices over that. And so, Father, we thank you for this evening. God, just all that you did, God, how you wove and showed yourself with your presence and weaved things together, God, from beginning to end. Lord, you are just a Prince of Peace and an everlasting Father, Lord. And may we continue to look for you day to day. Lord, speak to us, if you will, Lord, imparting dreams. In Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord, that we continue to just be attentive to you and our hearts would overflow with gratitude and showing you kindness and being vessels of kindness to others. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you again for being here and sharing. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, thank you, everyone. And we'll see you next time. I think I'm not here next week, I don't think, but then the week after. But anyway, God bless you guys. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.